André Breton founded Surrealism in 1924. His lofty definition for the movement was pure psychic automatism, by which one seeks to express the real working of the mind. The word automatism is key. It means to perform actions without conscious thought or intention to automatically create art. Surrealism grew from the group's enthusiasm for Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis. They felt that art could put people in touch with their unconscious, the realm of dreams. Automatic writing and drawing were popular in the early stage of the movement, when surrealists were suspicious of traditional painting techniques. Catalan Joan Miró, who settled in Paris in the mid-1920s, shared this distrust of tradition. Miró chose to pursue what he called an assassination of painting, to try to unlearn his formal training. Both prehistoric cave painting and the art of children appealed to Miró, and he set out to rethink what painting was. He introduced a symbolic language using visual gestures that echoed ancient alphabets, challenging assumptions about what painting should look like and how it tells a story. Miró imagined a dreamlike and poetic world far from early automatic work. Nevertheless, Breton called Miró the most beautiful feather in the surrealist cap.